Okay, so ready to dive into a new topic.
Always.
Today, we're going to tackle something that's like super important for app developers.
Right.
But I think a lot of users don't even realize it's happening.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Behind the scenes. We're talking about localization testing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever used an app that just felt like off?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, like the translations were kind of weird.
Yeah.
Or like, maybe the buttons were in the wrong spot.
Yeah, totally.
That's probably a localization issue.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So localization testing is basically like, well, it's making sure that an app works perfectly for different languages and regions all over the world.
Yeah, and that's more than just like translating the text.
Well, way more. It's like, think about dates and times, currencies.
Right, right.
Even humor. Like, what's funny in one culture might fall totally flat in another.
Yeah, totally. Like emojis, even. Like, you got to make sure you're using the right ones.
Exactly. Imagine you're launching a game globally, but the controls are, like, mirrored for right-to-left languages.
Oh. Oh, wow. Or your shopping app is pricing things in, like, yen when it should be euros.
Oh, that'd be the disaster.
Complete disaster.
And we've got a whole bunch of articles and research here on automating this testing process.
Right.
Why is that so important? Especially now when, like, apps are updating all the time.
I mean, picture this. You've got a team of people manually checking every single screen of an app in like dozens of languages.
Yeah.
Every time there's a tiny update, it would take forever.
Right.
And honestly, people make mistakes. You're going to miss things.
Absolutely.
So automation is like the superhero that comes in and saves the day.
And I'm guessing, like, in the early days of Axe, there were probably some pretty big localization fails.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, there was this one fitness app that told users in Spain to, like, burn their calories.
Oh.
In a way that basically meant, like, set yourself on fire.
Oh, my God.
It was a huge PR nightmare.
Oh, I bet.
So, yeah, automated testing can catch those kinds of things before they, you know.
Yeah, become a problem. Basically, you've got these tools and scripts running through the app in different language settings, simulating what a user would do and flagging any inconsistencies.
Wow, that's actually really cool. So, like, what kind of tests are we talking about? It sounds insanely complex.
It's pretty intricate. You've got things like language validation, which is making sure the translations are accurate, but also culturally appropriate, right?
Right, yeah.
Then you've got layout testing. So that's like, does the text fit correctly in the buttons? Do the images align with, you know, the text direction for right to left languages?
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, you've got functionality testing.
Yeah.
Making sure all the features work as expected.
Right.
No matter where you are in the world.
I would imagine, like, one of the biggest benefits of all this is just speed, right?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Machines can just blaze through these tests.
Yeah.
Way faster than humans. And they can catch those tiny little errors that we might miss. Like, you know, a missing comma or a misplaced word.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it can make a big difference. There was a study by Applause a while back that found that apps with, like, really solid localization can see up to a 128% increase in downloads.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. But even with automation,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's got to be some point where human intuition is still needed.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like, imagine a machine is testing a joke.
Yeah.
It might flag it as, like, a mistranslation when actually it's just, like, regional humor. Or, like, there might be a symbol that's harmless in one country but super offensive in another.
Right.
You definitely still need human experts for that kind of thing.
For sure.
Yeah.
So what about the technical side of this? Like, what are some of the challenges in actually implementing automated localization testing?
Well, first off, you got to choose the right tools.
Okay.
There are frameworks like Appium and Selenium, which let developers write scripts to interact with the app just like a user would.
Right.
But the setup can be really tricky.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you got to keep those tests updated as the app evolves. Adds new features, changes the design. It's a lot to juggle.
So you need a pretty skilled team to make this all work seamlessly.
Yeah, definitely.
So basically, when I'm using an app and it feels like it was made just for me in my language, in my region,
mm-hmm.
that's probably thanks to automated localization testing working as magic in the background.
Exactly. It's like a well-oiled machine constantly running, checking for any errors.
Pretty cool. And here's a thought I had. With AI getting so smart, could we see a future where apps are designed with localization in mind right from the start?
Yeah.
Like a truly global first approach.
Oh, that's an interesting thought.
What do you think, listeners? Have you ever run into a hilarious localization fail in an app? Let us know. We'd love to hear your stories.